Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Reminder, my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History, is available now. What If? Phillybook.com is the site to pick up the book, and free shipping and personalized autographs with every pre-order. Thank you to everyone who has ordered there so far. What If? Phillybook.com. All right, I want to get into a lot today. Obviously, we're going to spend a lot of the midday show today on joint practice number two between the Eagles and the New England Patriots. Felt like a game yesterday. Felt like that kind of atmosphere, the pregame, the postgame, getting the stringers we have up in New England with the Bulldogs, Dave Uram, and of course, Elliott Drew Parks on the show all day. We'll do something similar on this Thursday as the Eagles try to bounce back today in a joint practice against the New England Patriots. But what is kind of flying under the radar right now, because we got this Eagles-Patriots thing and the AJ thing is kind of revved back up and caught our attention again, is the resurgence of the Phillies. They have not lost since they emerged from the corn in Iowa, six in a row, sweeping the Twins, sweeping the Miami Marlins, taking advantage of a softer schedule here, which I said last week they need to do in order to make the playoffs. They need to take advantage of the schedule before it gets way more challenging in the month of September. And kudos to the Phillies. They're in the process of doing that. Now it's got to continue, and they can't fall back on their face and lose six in a row, but you feel great right now about the way they're playing. You know, I said a couple days ago on the show, this is probably the best overall that they have among five starting pitchers at the same time in a very long time. Now, Zach Wheeler's not pitching like himself, and I think Sanchez has been way more mortal, but that has coincided with winning games when the fifth starter pitches, Andrew Painter, and a very good Aaron Nola lately. And then, obviously, for a while now, a dominant Jesus Luzardo. So you pair, you know, five starting pitchers, you feel like you could win with any one of them, and a dominant closer, and a lineup that has been way better in this month. Stotts rise, Arise's arrival, you know, Bryce Harper going full Barry Bonds on us here with the walks because he trusts Arise behind him, and it's led to a lot of victories, and it's great to watch. And in the meantime, while the Phillies have bounced back up and won six in a row, the Atlanta Braves are in free fall. They just got swept by the Twins after the Phillies swept the Twins. So that six games was perfect in terms of the Phillies in the NL East. And, you know, you sit here today on August 20th, and it feels like the NL East race is back on, that we have ourselves a division to watch. And that would have been a laughable statement, you know, 10 to 12 days ago. The Braves at one point recently opened up a 9.5 game lead. This thing is back down to 4.5. It reminds me of the beginning of the season where we had a similar fluctuation where the Braves were up 9-10 on the Phillies. It might have got to 11 at one point, and the Phillies cut it all the way down to 2.5. You might have touched 2 right before the All-Star break. I remember we were at Citizens Bank Park doing a show before a game against the Pirates, that series where Pittsburgh was in. And we had Jimmy Rollins on with us during leading off. And Jimmy Rollins, you know, said he wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies caught the Pirates, you know, by the All-Star break. Now, that never happened, but the Phillies got it to a point where you felt like it was a legitimate race. And now you look at it and you say, is it happening again? Now, the deficit right now is still bigger than it was at its lower point in the beginning of July. It's 4.5 games as we enter play today on August 20th. But what is interesting about this particular time is, you know, there's ebbs and flows, right? So the Phillies are hot, the Braves are cold, and that's going to cut this down to its point where it is right now at 4.5. And, you know, in the next week or two, it could even back out where the Braves get a little bit hotter and the Phillies cool off and it goes back to 5.5, 6.5. That's very natural and it's probably going to happen. But what is different this time than I'd say last time the Phillies cut it down is on the horizon here in the beginning of September, the Phillies and Braves will play 7 times in a span of 10 days. They will play 7 times in a span of a week and a half. And they will have an opportunity, the Phillies, to pick up major ground. And if they dominate those baseball games, they could change this division in an instant. So all they have to do is give themselves a chance, put themselves in the mix to do that. You know, 7-0, it feels almost impossible. 6-1 feels strong, but not impossible. 5-2, though, is not a crazy thought on the Phillies possibly doing something like that to the Braves with the way each team has played recently. And that would cut 3 games off the ledger. So if the Phillies in the next couple weeks could cut this thing down from 4.5 to 3 or just keep it around 4 games, and they can have that kind of run in those 7 games I just spoke of, maybe a 5-2 to cut 3 games off the ledger. I mean, we could walk into the second week of September, the first week of NFL action, and say the Phillies are within a game of the division. I mean, that is, it's certainly plausible now at this point. And that didn't feel plausible, possible, even just like with any realistic feeling towards it just a couple weeks ago. So that's one part of this. I think the division is back on. Like we could talk about it. We could look at it. We could feel it. We could think about it. It's back on. The other part that I'm keeping my eye on is the jockeying for position in the NL wildcard race. And I know these two things I'm about to say are counterintuitive because if you try to catch the Braves, you have to win more games. And the better you play, the higher seed you're going to get in the postseason, regardless of if it is catching the Braves or falling just short and being a wild card team. But as I sit here today, I would rather the Phillies, if they are not going to win the division, let's go on the premise the Braves still win the division, which is still likely. I think on Cal, the Braves are trading at about 75%, 76%, Phillies trading about 24-25%. So, you know, it's, you know, and I know where this is. So, if we go off the premise that the Braves are still going to win the division, in that world, and this is a conversation we have to keep an eye on and think about as we go through September, in that world where the Braves still win the division, I would prefer the Phillies get the 6th seed in the postseason instead of the 5. And I would prefer the Phillies, you know, finagle their way to face the Braves in the National League Division Series, or Wild Card Series, excuse me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rather than the Chicago Cubs. So right now it's the Braves, Dodgers, and Brewers fighting for the three, they're the 3 division leaders, and they're fighting for the 2 byes. I believe when this shakes out, the Brewers will be the 1 seed, the Dodgers will be the 2, and the NL East winner will be the 3. That's how I think this is going to go. I know the Dodgers had a really cold spell in August. They're going to be fine. They're the Dodgers. They're getting their pitching rolling again. And the Brewers have shown a consistency about them and a just level about them on a day-to-day basis that nobody else in baseball has shown this year. So I will give them the respect and say they're going to finish this thing as the number 1 seed in the National League. Now, we'll see how they do it in the playoffs. Last year, the Dodgers beat them in the NLCS. It's probably likely that the Dodgers beat them again, but you know, the Brewers are strong, and they have been strong for a while. So I'm going to say the Brewers finished with the 1 seed. I'm going to say that the Phillies, I'm going to say that the Dodgers finished 2. I'm going to say the three goes the NL East. And we could talk about setting up to face a particular team later in the bracket. I can't worry about all that. What I have to worry about is just getting through the wild card round. And if I'm the Phillies, and as a Phillies fan, I would rather the Phillies go play the Braves, a team they're very familiar with, a team they have no qualms about going to Atlanta and winning, a team that I don't think is that great. I think the story that's emerging is the Braves are good. I don't think the Braves are great. The Braves have kind of stagnated to me from where they were in the beginning of the year. I thought Anthopoulos had a pretty bland trade deadline. Now, Lane Thomas could have a big postseason for them. He's that kind of player. If he gets enough at-bats against lefties like Snell and Skubal and Luzardo and Sanchez. I mean, I could see Lane Thomas having a big hit or two. He's got that kind of thing to his bat. But other than that, I thought the Braves should have done more. I thought the Braves were very tepid at the MLB trade deadline. And I'm not trying to disparage their team. Olson's a wonderful player. Harris is a wonderful player. Baldwin is a guy that's going to get MVP votes and catcher as years go on. He's a wonderful player too. But Acuna hasn't been the old Acuna. You know, they've piecemeal a lot of vets on kind of career years of platoon guys this season with Yastrzemski and Dom Smith, Mauricio Dubon. I mean, these guys are good players. Dubon's always been one of my favorite players in baseball because of his versatility. But I just don't see the high end. The bullpen's been good, and it is good. And Sale is obviously, on his way to Cooperstown from their rotation. But the rest of that rotation, Bryce Elder, I don't see it. Meanwhile, the Cubs have a something to them that I don't want to see. Wrigley rocking in October, don't need that. Pete Carl-Armstrong would be the best player on the field for either team if the Phillies played the Cubs. They play wonderful defense. I mean, the gap in defense between the Phillies and Cubs is enormous. And they have a lot of guys that line up that grind at bats and put the bat on the ball. Nico Horner, the Anthony sponsor, is one of the injured list with an oblique, 4 to 6 weeks. That puts him right by the playoffs. I would imagine, unless there's a setback, he will be back. Now, he might not be himself because he hasn't hit in a while. But, he's not hugely important to their offense. It's more his glove. But, you go to Hap, Suzuki. I mean, they've got ball players. I mean, they've got ball players up and down that lineup. And then they went and augmented their pitching with Clay Holmes, with Gausman. They got a relief pitcher from the Angels that they could be a story in October. And you could tell, I think the Cubs are dangerous. I don't think the Cubs could do some real damage in the postseason this year. So, like a Cubs Brewers NLCS, or a Dodgers Cubs NLCS would not shock me. I mean, it just wouldn't. That's the kind of season the Cubs are having, and Pete Carl-Armstrong is off the charts right now. I think he's the NL MVP over Ohtani, and that's a lot. I mean, to say it, someone's going to win the award over Ohtani is a lot, but I think that's going to happen. So, as I project this out, would I love to win the National League East? Of course, I would. I would take a 3 seed. I would take a home series in the wild card round. And I'll take my chance to get the Braves or the Diamondbacks or the Padres. That's the number one preference. But if the Phillies aren't going to catch the Braves, and we'll start to get more clarity on this, even though the division race is back on. Well, then the last couple of weeks, I would try to jockey position to drop down and to actually get that last spot to let, through the best of my ability, once things are settled, to let the Padres above me or let the Diamondbacks above me, whichever team is going to make it, of those two. Because if the Phillies make the playoffs and the Braves make the playoffs and the Cubs make the playoffs, there's only one more spot. That would be San Diego or Arizona. I mean, I guess you could still keep the Cardinals in the mix or whoever's going to get hot in September. But those are generally the teams that are in the mix right now. And I would try to finagle it to where I got to go play Atlanta. And I think those 7 games will give us an even better litmus test to where these teams are. I don't fear this Braves team. I don't think they are, as I view them right now, poised to be in the World Series this year. If I had to power rank my NL teams to be in the World Series, I would put it as the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Brewers, Phillies, and then everybody else. I think the Braves are a one-and-done team this year in the MLB postseason. And, it wouldn't surprise me if San Diego or Atlanta, if they end up the 6, took them out. That wouldn't surprise me in the least bit, because I think they're flawed. I mean, they're really, as good as they have been, and their run differential says They're plus 106 or whatever. I think they've stagnated for a while. And I think they are a team that is just there. And every, you know, every sport has these down the stretch of seasons, teams that are just there. Now, for the Braves, they got to be careful they don't just collapse, because they are playing poor baseball right now. And if they collapse, they're going to give the Phillies the division, and they're going to be on the road in a wild card round. And that will be a disaster for the Braves, considering just how strong their hold was on this thing. I mean, they had, you know, a 9.5 game hold early in August should stick. I mean, that should stick, especially with the Phillies having flaws themselves and not being, you know, a buttoned up operation at every moment. So if you're Atlanta, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, the Phillies on my tail now. And if I fall out of this thing and they take it, you know, I'm going to have to go on the road in the wild card round. So the division race is officially back on. I'm officially declaring it back on. And the Phillies have options in the month of September. Chase down the Braves, option one. And if they don't, finagle yourself to play the Braves in the first round. That's the team right now I want to see in the National League. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about in the midday show today. It's joint practice number two between the Eagles and Patriots. We'll update you all show long. What if phillybook.com? That is the site to purchase my book, free shipping, and personalized autographs to everyone who signs up with a pre-order. It's fast. It's easy. You can pay right there on the site. What if phillybook.com? I appreciate you considering buying the book. I think you'll like it if you end up getting the book and reading it and tell people you know about it. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.